No. Bird. Okay. Good. One can lock. Good. It is Sunday. But I'm going to call this the June 1st one because I'm going to use kind of a coast-to-coast-ish definition of what a day is. And if you don't know what coast-to-coast AM is, that is your bird out. It's a great show. Bird, whoa. Hello, hammock. She mothers. Don't scare me. Are these headphones really, like, affecting me as much as they seem to be? I mean, I thought I could, well, I did get water in both of my ears tonight, so that's bird out. Anyway, ramble. I want to do a challenge, being that today was June 1st, people. June freaking 1st, okay? Now, in my lifetime, there has been something glorious about the first day of June. I may sneeze here. Unfortunately, our pool motors are just kicking on, so instead of hearing crickets, you're hearing whoa, 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 and air conditionings and lovely birded out sounds of this part of the world. There are some crickets. It's not a night sounds extravaganza by any means. It's not your North Carolina / Jamaica / India / whatever. It's more, you know, crickets. A couple of crickets. Anyway, I know a lot of people, i.e. McColgan, i.e. some others, do a morning thoughts boot. Okay? Me? I'm not a morning person. I can do it if I need to. I can do it for work. But I'm telling you, when I can, Mother Bird, I'm up at night. Right now, it's about 1. What's the bird?
The time is 1:27.
Yeah, about 1:30. This is the ideal time for me. Weekends. Yeah. I'm not going to bed till 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. And it's a matter of course. But I wanted to do a sort of an evening thoughts boo. Just because everyone, because the daily thoughts boo tends to lean towards you warning people. And I wanted to do this, but being it's June, and it's just, oh, today was glorious. It was about, we're supposed to get to about 106, which just call it 41 to 42 centigrade. Just a beautiful day. The sun had that nice summery boom to it that I makes you really, really realize that it's summer in the valley. When you walk outside and the sun just for those of you who haven't heard my summer bird boos before, who may be from more southerly / more northerly / more whatever locations that are humid in nature, that is not where I'm at. This is not the Phoenix Valley, okay? It gets a little muggy as the monsoons hit, But okay, the muggiest day would be about 20% humidity. That's a ugh day. You know, maybe 110 with 20% humidity, okay? 43, 44 with 1% humidity. So, what I'm trying to say is it's a very dry heat. It is not this walk outside, muggy, wet blanket. No. I compare that type of heat to a frying pan. You know, because you're using wet, you know, using moisture and heat to cook. Whereas this would be more your oven, where it's very dry, right? So, yeah. I'm going to make this as a challenge to do a evening thoughts, boo, each night. And just, I hope to not make it a, today, I scared a couple of birds, I woke up, a sort of, I don't want to make it the, you know, the stereotypical tweet slash, you know, Facebook status of, I had a slice of pizza and some salad for dinner. I don't want to make it that way. I want to make it a more of a sort of unwind thought about the day, you know, kind of like McColgan does with his morning thoughts, only it's not morning. It'll be late at night slash evening if I must. And there probably will not be as many birds as in McColgan's booths. Because the birds are securely snug in their piece of foliage right now. And it's not the right time for the mockingbird to be out. So when he does come back out at night, I will try to boo him so that you have an idea of what he sounds like. If you haven't heard a northern mockingbird, again, that's your bird out. It's a cool bird. So I'm going to stop this boo, this ramble, this thing. See if this will do what I think it will do, which I don't think it will. And I will talk to you soon. Stay warm. Nope. Bird out. Okay. Okay, the bird. All right, stay warm. Talk to you guys soon.